Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNRadio.com/Behind the Badge.
Mike Vaccara is the Washington, D.C. Bureau Chief for News Nation. What jumps out at you at this Manchin-Schumer bill?
Well, I guess there's the political and then there's the policy, John. From the political sense, an achievement for Democrats. I mean, if you recall, at the outset of the Biden administration, it was a Build Back Better. It started as a $3 trillion plus bill with a whole host of provisions. This obviously scaled back maybe a quarter of the size, $780 billion. But in the language of Washington politics, especially legislative politics, when it comes to Congress, a win is a win. On the policy, everybody is going to have their own ideas about whether it's good policy or not. A lot of focus this morning on the IRS provision, $80 billion to help enhance enforcement.
Democrats, more agents,
That's going to be something that goes after fat cats and corporations, and as the way they would phrase it, and not focusing on middle-income taxpayers, which have been sort of bearing the burden of audits. Ironically, because of a lack of staffing, they're just easier targets over the last several years as the IRS agency has been gutted by budget cuts during the last administration. So a lot of controversy over that. Republicans saying that this is going to, raising the specter of agents harassing average taxpayers. Democrats insisting this is all going after the big guys with lots of money. And, estimates are anywhere from $500 billion to $1 trillion every year is left on the table, uncollected, because people are cheating on their taxes. So that's the idea, to boost revenue to pay for a lot of these other provisions, climate change provisions, and some of the other provisions. The insulin provision, I know you're interested in that.
I do want to talk to you about that, but go back one step, if you don't mind, and that is the politics of it. So no Republicans voted for it in the Senate. I guess in this day and age, if you can get Manchin on, then it's a political win, but you would think they would have the numbers. It will pass the House, do you think?
Yes. And Kirsten Sinema, you can throw on that vote. She was the last Democratic holdout, of course, the senator from Arizona, who's been along with Manchin holding things up as far as the Biden administration goals are concerned. But yes, a narrow majority in the House. But, one of the interesting things about this, John, is reality has set in for Democrats. The specter of getting creamed this November in the House of Representatives and losing their majority, all the fighting about, not shooting the moon and getting the maximum in that was in that $3 trillion Build Back Better bill, all the arguments between the middle of the party and the progressive, or, as some would have it, the woke wing of the party, all that's out the window now because a reality is set in that this is the best they can do. And failure is not an option. A four-vote majority in the House for Democrats, this is it. That's only going to be there. They're only going to be in session for really another 4 weeks before the election, all told. And so this is what they can get. And I think there's a recognition from the left, the middle, and the center within the Democratic Party that it's time to move on this.
Well, maybe a streamlined version of it is maybe good. That is, I think some of the provisions for expanding the social safety net were generous and maybe good ideas, but also maybe not affordable. So let's just speed walk through what's in it and what's not. You have Medicare drug price negotiation. The Health and Human Service Secretary is going to negotiate with drug companies on an increasing number of drugs, and price caps are going to be set. Is that right?
Yep. And ironically, this is something that former President Trump was talking about earlier in his administration. So this has been a goal, sort of a bipartisan goal. I mean, not everybody's been on board for years. I've been talking about this. It's been in Obamacare, the Affordable Care Act. It's been taken out because it was sort of a poison pill, unable to pass. But now, lower costs for seniors and medications is going to be the upshot of this by all the scorekeepers and all the experts that have put this together.
And for senior citizens, the Medicare will, it'll be a $35 cap on insulin for seniors, but not for people who don't qualify for Medicare, correct?
That's right. Yeah, that was stripped out of the bill. Going back to prescription drugs, a $2,000 out-of-pocket cap for older Americans who buy prescriptions from pharmacies. Now, on insulin, there's a lot of fancy sleight of hand on the legislation of this, but basically it required 60 votes to keep this cap on insulin at $35 for private insurers, because it did not meet the special rules that the Senate was considering this bill under. So the filibuster was in effect. They couldn't get the 60 votes. All Democrats voted for it. Several Republicans voted for it, but not enough Republicans voted for it. So a $35 cap on insulin, a drug that's been around for generations, but is still relatively expensive, a $35 cap within Medicare, but not if you're getting it through private insurance.
There'll be, to boost the revenue, you talked about this, a 15% minimum tax, a 15% minimum tax on the income large corporations report to their shareholders, companies with profits over $1 billion. Is that going to hurt the economic engine of this country?
I'm not smart enough to answer that, John. I'm going to be honest with you. If you listen to Republicans, yes, it will be devastating, largely reversing some of what President Trump had passed in his tax cuts. Obviously, Democrats very intent on making sure everyone understands that they are only going after the top corporations and the top wage earners or the top, the people who make the most money in this country. So a political argument, the scoring of it, we live and die by the Congressional Budget Office and how what they say is going to happen. They say it'll be a revenue enhancer and they take into account its effect on economic growth. But it's all guesswork, John, really.
Mike Vaccaro is the Washington, D.C. Bureau Chief at News Nation. Mike, this is very helpful today. I'm out of time, but I'm going to call you again. I appreciate you giving us some of your thoughts.
Great talk. Thanks, John.